the famous the gospel line, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is a need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part. Because of this line, poor Saint Martha, many people, I would say, look a little bit down on Saint Martha comparing Saint Mary. But those people like myself who are very task-oriented, who wanna get things done, Martha is a good model, to be honest. So now, let's understand the culture first. Then we move to this gospel. Then we might understand why Martha was struggling with this. When we read the gospel, when we read the scripture, we got to go back to the time of Jesus to understand fully the implication of the gospel. So, at the time of Jesus, the Israelites, Israel people, hospitality was the very important fact about family life. Like friends and visitors, even strangers, when they are traveling for a reason, Israelites were obliged, or even, you know, it was more like a cultural thing for them to accommodate the visitors and friends and even strangers, pilgrims. So, good example was Abram and Sarah. You know, the Abram, Sarah, they hosted all the strangers. That's why eventually they met, well, the God, you know, and then it says, you know, more like a one God, three persons, Holy Trinity was there. But nonetheless, Abraham and Sarah, they welcomed the strangers. But let's think about this. Abraham and Sarah had the servants. They could simply order them to make sure that the guests and visitors were welcomed. But Martha and Mary's cases were different. They didn't have any servants. So when the visitors came, it was their responsibility. Obviously, Lazarus could help their sisters. Who knows? But the thing is, Martha and Mary, I'm sure that both of them were busy to host, to give the best accommodation and hospitality to each visitors. But today, the gospel is a little bit different. Martha and Mary are supposed to work together to take care of visitors, who was Jesus. But that was a tradition, but Mary did something very, very interesting, peculiar. Mary did not do preparation of hosting this visitor, awesome visitor, Jesus. Rather, unlike the tradition, Mary sat down right next to Jesus, and she listened to him. Just become a Martha. Martha was the one who expected Mary. In other words, they were a team. They used to perhaps do that together to host the guest. And Martha expected that. But all of a sudden, Mary sat down right next to Jesus. No wonder why Martha was anxious about this. Wait a minute, this is your room, Mary. What are you doing? So with this context, cultural context, now you understand why Martha was struggling about this. And there's another lesson that we can learn. Martha could do this one. Hey, Mary, can I speak to you, please? Can I talk to you? Can I see you in the kitchen? She could do that. Rather, what did she do? He went to the direct authority. Jesus, look at her. What is he doing? Now, here's the thing that Jesus is emphasizing to us through Saint Martha. Jesus understood the cultural aspect, but Jesus always used the moment as a moment of lesson. Jesus said to Martha, Martha, you're wonderful. I know what you are doing. You love me so much, just like today's first reading.
You are the one who recognized me as a son of God and son of man in Gospel of John. I understand. I know who you are. I know you are doing this for me because you love me so much. I understand that. And now I understand why you are struggling with this, because Mary is not doing what she's supposed to do. I understand. But listen to this. I am the Emmanuel. I am God among us. I am the living Word. God the Father sent me to be with you. I am living Word. Mary recognized that. You recognize that too, please. Martha, Martha, I understand you're supposed to do all these things as a faithful woman in Israel. But Mary truly found who I was, and you knew who I was. You knew who I was. Therefore, come and join into the being with the Word. Mary has chosen the better part. Please pay attention to Jesus' words. Jesus never said that, Martha, you are wrong. You're terrible. Mary is the best. He didn't say that. Mary chose the better part. I bet Martha understood immediately. I bet Martha stopped everything. I bet she sat right next to Jesus and they both listened to Jesus. I bet on that. I want to conclude my homily with my favorite line, the E.S. Eliot. He's a well-known spiritual author. He said this, "Teach us to serve. Teach us not to serve. Teach us to sit still." Lord, teach us to serve. Let me serve. But, Lord, teach us not to serve. Teach us when to stop. Most of all, teach us to sit still and listen to you. Again, teach us to serve. Teach us not to serve. Teach us to sit still. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in the world of busyness. Let's learn how to sit still. If we do that, I'm sure that same mother will give us a big smile and say, "You got that, my brothers and sisters. You got it."